Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy Friday, it's May 29th. I'm Sarith Hawk. Earlier this year at Fresno State, one audition and one acceptance letter changed everything for four students.
I remember Raul calling me and saying like, "Oh my God, we got in. It like didn't register to me until the next morning. I was like, "Oh my gosh, like we like got in."
We'll learn about a group of musicians preparing for a performance on an international stage. But first, these news headlines. It's official. Four out of five Avenal City Council members have been recalled, including the town's mayor. The Kings County Elections Office this week certified the results of a special election that took place in late April. The recall stemmed from the city's attempt to create its own fire department instead of continuing to receive fire services from Kings County. Residents told KVPR that city leaders hadn't been transparent enough in their planning. A punk metal singer who committed a crime spree near Yosemite National Park 2 years ago has been sentenced to a drug treatment program. KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez reports on the decision earlier this month.
Anthony Melhef was charged with a string of crimes in and around the park in August 2024. 17 counts in total, including kidnapping, vehicle theft, robbery, reckless driving, and obstructing a police officer. Law enforcement described it at the time as a violent and erratic rampage. But no one was seriously injured. Melhef pleaded not guilty to some of the charges and pleaded not contest to others. Family members told news outlets the rampage was fueled by drugs. Earlier this month, the Mariposa County District Attorney's Office sentenced him to 5 years of probation in a two-year residential drug treatment program in San Francisco. Melhef is also a singer for a Los Angeles punk metal band called Cancer Christ. For KVPR News, I'm Israel Cardona Hernandez.
California U.S. Senator Adam Schiff visited the Central California Food Bank in Fresno earlier this week. He highlighted the impact of cuts to food assistance programs like SNAP. Schiff met with several local agencies that depend on donations from the food bank to feed Valley families. He warned the need for food may rise before funding for SNAP can be restored in the Farm Bill.
Soon, there are going to be even more significant losses of SNAP benefits and more families going hungry. Already tens of thousands of Californians have dropped off, but we're going to see that double, quadruple, and expand further. Nationwide, we've seen millions of people lose their SNAP benefits, and that means that at food banks like this one, the need is just going to go up and up and up.
Schiff also toured a new volunteer center being built at the food bank. He secured $1 million donation that will help expand their food processing services. Fresno is receiving a record amount of money from tourists. The Business Journal reports that visitors to Fresno spent $1.8 billion in 2025. That's a record high, according to Dean Runyon Associates, the company that conducted the research. The company concluded that Fresno tourists generated $156 million in local tax revenue. The company's research also showed growth in tourism-related jobs and a record high number of passengers at Fresno Yosemite International Airport.
KVPR's vehicle donation program brings in thousands of dollars each month to support the news and information you rely on. If you've got a car, truck, motorcycle, or boat you're no longer using, please consider donating it. The process is easy. We'll tow it away free of charge, KVPR gets a check, and you'll get a receipt for your taxes. Find out more at kvpr.org/cars or call 855-277-2346.
And now to our main story. Every summer, a prestigious international music festival invites students from universities around the world to perform. And for the first time ever, some of those students will hail from Fresno. KVPR's Samantha Rangel has this story about a group of young musicians and how they learned they were chosen for the international stage.
Gavin Tapp still remembers the moment he got the phone call.
It was like 11 p.m. at night, and I was about to go to bed.
It was from one of his closest friends, Raul Roldan.
Raul doesn't usually call me unless there's like something really important.
The two are in a clarinet ensemble together at Fresno State, and Roldan told him they'd just been selected to perform at Clarinet Fest this summer, in South Korea.
And I remember Raul calling me and saying like, "Oh my god, we got in, we got in!"
And they were one of only five U.S. groups to make the cut.
It didn't register to me until the next morning. I was like, oh my gosh, like we, like, got in.
The group is a clarinet quartet.
My name is Gavin Tapp, and I'm a music performance major.
Jason Hilario, I'm a exercise science major.
Devin Calderon, I am a jazz studies major.
Raul Roldan, I'm a music education major.
All four college juniors play their clarinets together in harmony. They named their quartet Invicta.
Invicta basically means invincible. We wanted something that really showed the Valley pride and what's possible in the Central Valley. And, you know, it shows how relentless we are and how committed we are to providing music for the Central Valley.
They're all from the Valley. They met at a statewide music conference in high school and have stayed friends ever since. Devin Calderon says they perform everything from classical and contemporary pieces to Latin and jazz.
Since clarinet is not a very commercially viable instrument, people, you know, like the saxophone, the guitar, you know. And the hardest part for us is not letting the fact that we play clarinet stop us from connecting to the, you know, the general public with the music that we make.
Fresno State hasn't always had a clarinet quartet. These students created one because they loved last year's Clarinet Fest in Texas. Amelia Smith, their clarinet professor, says that drive pushed them to try to perform this year.
They said, "Dr. Smith, we're really excited. We're going to start a quartet and we're going to apply for next year's." You know, we hadn't even left that conference yet.
Some schools have established clarinet quartet groups, but Smith says these students started from zero.
They have taken all of this upon themselves, so it's kind of a really huge action of being proactive and really being passionate about achieving this goal.
The South Korea conference will take place in the city of Incheon this July. It also includes competitions, master classes, and an exhibit hall showing new clarinets and mouthpieces. Won Kat Kim is the artistic director there.
I think we're expecting about 1,500 people, and most of them are clarinet players, clarinet enthusiasts, students, teachers, from nearly 50 different countries. So it's sort of like the Olympics of the clarinet.
He says Invicta was selected from more than 200 student groups.
I'm thrilled to see this kind of student-driven initiative. Of course, it proves also great mentorship of the teachers and professors.
Jason Hilario says their success isn't just rooted in their talent, but also their friendship.
Like, you have to have the right people in order for something like this to happen. Like, having your like late evening rehearsals after a long day, and after a long day of school, I still wanted to show up. I wanted to contribute to the magic that we make.
For Devin Calderon, the trip will also mark another milestone. He's composing a Korean-inspired piece for Invicta to perform there.
It just feels like a bunch of opportunities I never thought would, you know, I'd be able to achieve.
Now that school's out, that means it's crunch time. They've got 2 months to prep for their international debut. With KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
And Samantha joins me now to discuss this reporting a little more. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Cerise.
So I feel like we don't hear much about clarinet quartets as ensembles. A lot of us are likely familiar with marching bands, orchestras, even string quartets, but clarinet quartets? I know you're a band kid. You've been a part of that world. How common are clarinet quartets?
Yeah, I mean, clarinet quartets do exist. And I mean, they would be a standard sort of chamber ensemble per se, but they're definitely far less visible to the public than, right, like string quartets, for example. At music conferences like this one, or at just the university level, they aren't uncommon. But yeah, they're rarely branded as kind of standalone ensembles. You don't usually see clarinet quartets, I feel like, on those typical concert posters. So yeah, like Devin says in the story, Invicta's trying to bring some more awareness to kind of show people that they can still connect through music, whether that's clarinets or violins. But in this case, of course, it's clarinets.
Yeah, this group may be uncommon, but Fresno State does have a pretty reputable music program. Can you talk about some of the recognition they've earned for other groups and performers?
Yeah, Fresno State's music department just recently became a school of music. So now they're, surely that helps to elevate the program and put it on the map a little more. And then also last year, the Fresno State Jazz Orchestra was recognized for its outstanding undergrad college performance. They actually tied second, I believe, with the Berklee School of Music, which is a big, notable music school. They made it essentially into the top four bands in the international competition, which is awesome. This Fresno State Marching Band was also invited last Rose Parade, so 2025, to march in Pasadena. And that's, of course, a big deal. I mean, you see it in the B-movie, but this is real life. They marched all these miles with their instruments and represented Fresno in that way, which is super cool to see.
In your story, you talk about how these students built this quartet from scratch. What did you learn about how much work went into getting to this point?
Lots of work. I talked to Dr. Smith, which is their professor, and it kind of really gave me an insight into that initiative and drive to just be better musicians. I mean, they had this goal in mind, one, to create the group well before this Clarinet Fest, but also just the goal of auditioning for this one. And it was, of course, a big challenge, but it brought lots of excitement to see that letter of acceptance to say like they made it in, which is super cool. I mean, it's not unusual for students to start independent groups, but to be performing at this high of a level with just that much demand is difficult, and they have limited time. I mean, imagine they're full-time college students, they all have jobs, and they only really worked on rehearsals as a group or as a quartet in the late evenings. It worked best for them 2 to 3 hours in the nights, but that's on top of, you know, individual practice and lessons with their professor. So lots of music all the time, but it proved it was worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's so much hard work. Well, this may be the first time this group has made it to Clarinet Fest, but it's not their first time performing. So tell me about the kinds of shows they've put on around the Valley in the last year, why they think it's important to, you know, get out into the community.
Yeah, since starting the group, they've organized performances at different high schools across the Valley. They told me they've been to Selma, Madera, Clovis, Fresno, of course, and they're kind of touring to kind of show Valley students chamber music. They're presenting clarinet music to all these other students at the music programs in the Valley. And Invicta is meant to say, yes, musicians from the Valley can get to world stages and can beat the odds. And I think they've done that a lot through these presentations to student musicians. They've kind of showed that same anything is possible mentality, and I think it's helped to encourage students. I remember Gavin told me, one of the quartet members told me that there was a memory that stands out to him in particular. They performed at Hoover High School, and one student had, I guess, came up to them after the performance and was like, wow, like, this is incredible. I would love to attend Fresno State like you and do music more. And I'm sure that's inspiring to the group, but it's inspiring to other people. I mean, they're doing this to promote music as a connected area. Music is something that can connect everyone, and I thought that was super nice to see.
Yeah, that must have been really satisfying for them to get that kind of recognition. Mm-hmm. Well, KVPR reporter Samantha Rangel, thanks so much for this fun story.
Thank you.
And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Samantha Rangel, Carrie Klein, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.